we continue to come. The dead, the dying, the wounded. Half carried, half dragged to the makeshift hospital in a local mosque. The staff here are doing what they can. For some, it simply won't be enough. After Friday prayers, anti-government protesters gathered near the university in Sana'a. Eyewitnesses say as the chant started for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to stand down, the firing began.
It can all be summarized in a small word, massacre. It's a massacre in Sana'a. It's unseen in the capital Sana'a in decades. Nowhere in Sana'a over the last 3 decades have so much killed and injured been witnessed in the same area. This is the first and probably one of the last signs that Saleh's regime will fall very soon.
Several people talked about seeing snipers in civilian clothing on the tops of nearby buildings. Some of the images of those injured cannot be shown on television. Protesters have been calling for the president to stand down. These people were wounded in the attack. They're saying, he must go, with our blood on his hands, he must go. The Arab League says it's keeping the situation under constant review.
The situation in Yemen has been considered, but now the situation is escalating. We have asked for dialogue. We have asked for responding positively to the demands and the concerns of the people, and we are continuing our consultations in this regard.
Most of the injuries reported here are bullet wounds to the head, neck and chest. This dwarfs the level of violence seen in previous protests and moves the demonstrations against Yemen's president into a new, more brutal phase. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.